This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Root in the house. We're at Wayne Manor in Las Vegas, Nevada, otherwise known as Sin City. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio Network. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, America first, America second, America forever, capitalist evangelist, love what this country did for this SOB. My grandfather came here penniless, and look where I am now on national TV and national radio. God bless America. And most importantly, American-born, American-made. Can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And this capitalist evangelist wants to thank the sponsor of the show, main title sponsor, Fordham Resources. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham, led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, will be on the show next week. Legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Do you understand? That is called credibility and integrity. You don't have to worry. They got the real thing. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, which is about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. All right, some big news stories. I already went through a lot of them. First of all, daily presidential tracking poll at Rasmussen Trump at 51%. That's tied for the highest of his entire presidency. 70% of Wall Street, the latest poll of Wall Street insiders, think Trump will be reelected in 2020. I read you a story about a week ago that a vast majority of gamblers on all the online gambling sites believe Trump will be reelected. And I also read you the story yesterday that Trump has raised about $1 billion, which is already three or four times more than he had last time he ran for president of the United States, and he still beat Hillary. Now he's not going to be up against a name like Hillary, and he's going to have three or four times the money. I can't remember if he ran with $250 million or $300 million last time, but he's something like three or four times more money in the bank. So it's just going to be a big win for Donald Trump. I think it'll be an electoral landslide. Trump gives a speech at the border and tells migrants our country's full. Turn around and go home. Turn around and go home. And I told you that there was an interview with a guy who brings the migrants, the illegal migrants, into Europe. The ones bring him into America, same thing. They make billions of dollars. The Mexican mafia, it's a business. And the drugs are billions. And the sex trafficking is billions. It's all about money. It's all about the Benjamins. When you try to shut the border down, these people are going to lose money. And they're giving huge contributions to the Democratic Party and rhino Republicans. Florida, they sent a big message to sanctuary cities. Florida is one of the largest illegal immigrant populations in the country. And its new governor, who I love, Ron DeSantis, great guy, wants to make sure they don't have protection from local authorities. Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida's governor, pushing for a ban on sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. And we're going to have to do that here in Las Vegas as well. Let me tell you something. I don't know for sure what the sheriff of this town, Joe Lombardo, does or doesn't do. And I don't cast aspersions. He says he's cooperating with ICE. But that was with a Republican governor, by the way, a liberal one, but still a Republican governor. What is he doing now? And what orders is he under from Steve Sisolak, the liberal governor, who wants us to be a sanctuary state? State legislature that wants us to be a sanctuary state. and a sanctuary city. So, you know, the reality is Trump needs to go after any city that dares to ignore federal law. And Ron DeSantis, I hope, and I pray, is going to get it done in Florida. Any city that doesn't cooperate with federal immigration authorities should be in a lot of trouble. People should go to jail, mayors, councilmen, send them to prison, give them the message. Several bills making their way through the state legislature in Florida would effectively make it against the law for police departments to refuse to cooperate with federal immigration officials. Of course it should be. If a law enforcement official refuses, they could be fined or fired. The politician should go to jail. That's what it should say. It's an absolute disgrace. No one cares about the law anymore. When you heard about that cheating scandal involving parents trying to cheat their kids' way into college, everybody was mad about that. Everybody was mad. Well, every day Democrats cheat. Every illegal cheats. They all cheat to get into the country. They cheat to get on welfare and food stamps. They cheat to be on 100 different programs. They have stolen ID. They cheat when they vote. And yes, they're all voting. And the entire Democratic Party enables it all. They're cheating. And they've got sanctuary cities. They're cheating. They want to get rid of ICE and abolish ICE. They want not, they want to keep the border wide open. Turn us to a communist nation. Liars and cheats. They're breaking the law. They are criminals. 9 states have enacted state laws requiring law enforcement to comply with immigration and customs enforcement. I love these 9. Alabama, Arizona, right next door to Nevada, Arizona. Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, and Texas. Isn't it funny that the states in America that are zero tax states, zero state income tax, Alaska, completely Republican, Wyoming, completely Republican. Tennessee, completely Republican. Texas, close, but completely Republican. Florida, close, but completely Republican. And then one more, Nevada, completely blue Democrat. How do you explain that except that they learned Harry Reid and the Reid machine learned to cheat the way California cheated? You bring in all the illegals, you make sure they get driver's licenses, you register them at DMV, and they all vote. And they turn this state blue. And it's a disgrace. There's no way a no-tax state should be blue. We're the only one in the United States of America that's blue. We're it. No other one. How'd that happen? Harry Reid cheated. Illegal aliens everywhere, voting. Anyway, the good news is Howard Schultz, who's a lifelong Democrat, who I've always thought is a big lib, a big elitist liberal, agrees with Trump on fierce, strict border control and says the Democrats are not correct. He's planning to run for president, or so he says, as an independent. And he agrees with the fierce, strict levels of control of the southern border in order to keep bad people from coming in. Illegal immigrants should not come in, added the billionaire and former Starbucks CEO during a Thursday town hall with Fox News. Schultz made a late January announcement. He will probably run for president in 2020 as an independent, a move widely panned by Democrats because it will split the left and ensure a second term for Trump. Well, first of all, I don't think it'll split the left because I don't think anyone on the left would vote for Howard Schultz. He sounds like a Republican. He says the Democrats are not correct. We should be funding ICE, giving them all the tools and resources they need to secure the borders. Wow. And arrest the bad people. I've written terrible commentaries on this guy. I always thought he was a putz and a schmuck. Here's a guy that lives in multi. I mean, like, I think he's a $50 million house on the beach in Maui. And he's got a mansion in the sky in New York City, Manhattan. And he lives, I think, in San Francisco, too. He has a house all over the world, and they're all worth $10 million, $20 million, $50 million. And he was saying that he's going to hire Muslim refugees at his Starbucks. And I thought, what an idiot. But he says, whatever ICE needs, give them all the resources. It's a question of humanity and legal immigration. See, my problem is, here's a guy that's considered moderate right now. And the Democrats are full commie, as I read you in my commentary to start the show. And if you missed it, stay tuned at the front of the 5 o'clock show. I'll read it to you then. But the Democrats have gone full 100% commie. Communist. And he sounds normal and reasonable and moderate by comparison. But I guarantee you what he really means is, let's let the whole world in, but make sure they come legally. He wants to let every Muslim in that Obama let in. Obama let in 1 million Muslim refugees to America. And I'm sure he has no problem with that. He wanted to hire nothing but Muslims at his Starbucks. And don't forget, his Starbucks are the ones with that policy that anyone can use the bathroom, don't even have to spend 50 cents. And, you know, it's so funny. You know, a $3 glass of coffee, a $3 cup of coffee, cup of Joe, you know, a $2 muffin. It's amazing how just $2, $3, $5 separates decent people from horrible people. When you say you don't owe 1 cent, then every filthy, disgusting, homeless, mentally ill, drug addict in the world is shooting up in your bathrooms and crapping on the floor of your bathrooms and peeing on the floor of your bathrooms, and it's disgusting, and they're infesting your bathrooms with fleas and rats and disease. It's gross. And the difference is just whether you make someone spend $5 on a coffee and a muffin. That's all it takes. And his Starbucks don't even want that. So believe me, he's not a good guy, but he sounds reasonable compared to the Democrats, who are open borders communists. It's not the first time Schultz has split with the left. In February, he slammed Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. He said it was unrealistic and immoral. But I guarantee you that he wants all the things I disagree with. In other words, just because you don't want crazy, does not mean... Just because you don't want crazy does not mean that you don't want carbon taxes. I guarantee you he wants carbon taxes. I guarantee you he wants government to spend money on solar energy and wind. All nonsense that loses your money. If you like it so much, you're a billionaire, spend your own money. Guarantee you he wants all of that because he's not a Republican. He's not a conservative. He's not a Trumper. These guys believe the same things as Brian Sandoval, the governor of Nevada. Brian Sandoval was the most horrible Republican governor in the United States of America. Awful. But he wasn't horrible, extreme communist or anything like that. But yet the things he did ruined Nevada. He fought to keep Obamacare alive. He fought to expand it, add hundreds of thousands of people on the Medicare rolls. And he fought to give us the biggest tax increase in the history of Nevada. Was it communism? No. It was rhino, horrible, non-Republicanism. That's where Schultz is.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy 3 or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessman in Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
War now. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Where would I be without the Irish? Chris O'Sullivan's in my ear telling me so many people hate you, Wayne, but we love you. The Irish people love you. Where would I be without the Irish? Sober? Is that what it is? The Irish probably wouldn't like me if they knew me because I don't drink. That would be a no-no. That would be a problem. I'd make enemies. All right. My Doctor Suggests, just kidding around, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Everyone knows who listens to this show that my voice is fantastic lately, but I used to have a voice problem. My voice easily got hoarse and still does get hoarse from time to time, but never bad. And I've never lost my voice in 3 years on the air, and that's because in 3 years on the air, I keep sucking on these My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. Cherries, the flavor I love. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. When you're a talk show host, you have to protect your voice. All those problems, thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I love my colloidal silver lozenges, and now they're sending me the other stuff that they've got, colloidal silver in liquid form. The lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. I don't get colds. I don't lose my voice. I get around people who are sick, and I don't get it. And now they have a more advanced silver formula available in a liquid, a gel, or a lozenge form. And you can get all three in one package and get 20% off because Ward sent you. Give a call to My Doctor Suggests, 866-660-9868, 866, toll free, 660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. 866-660-9868, toll free, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. And put in USA Radio and get 20% off. All right. There's the deal. So the former U.S. border chief says U.S. border crisis worst in our history. ICE director confirms the system is in a meltdown. The national emergency unfolding at the U.S. southern border is a meltdown of unprecedented scale, according to Mark Morgan, who led Customs and Border Patrol under President Obama. Remember, Jay Johnson, who was in charge of Homeland Security under Obama, admitted this is a massive crisis and terrible, and he doesn't know how the hell we're going to get out of this. And Mark Morgan now says it's the worst immigration catastrophe in U.S. history, and these are Obama people. Obama people. Currently acting ICE director Ron Vitiello, the guy that Trump has now decided will not be the permanent ICE director, offered a grim assessment as well. He said it's an absolute crisis down here. It has humanitarian aspects. It has border security aspects. This policy cannot continue. The system is in a meltdown. It's getting worse by the day. He revealed over 130,000 migrant families been released into the interior of the United States in December alone. Democrats are criminals, folks. They're taking payoffs for the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican human traffickers. It's so clear what's happening that they could look at it and go, no crisis, no problem. Let them all in. Let all the drugs in. Let all the rapes go on. Let all the little children get raped. Something wrong with Democrats. Mental illness or on the take? You guess. I think on the take with kind of an assist to mental illness. And while that's going on, as I'm telling you, that 20 states, the ACLU, of course, and Nancy Pelosi moved to block Trump's border wall. 20 states led by California. Can you imagine not wanting the wall? There's something wrong with you. You're a freaking mental illness victim, or you are on the take from the drug cartels. A group of 20 states led by California has formally requested a federal judge stop Trump from diverting federal funds to build his wall on the southern border. Really? You mean you don't have a right to use an executive order? Nobody stopped Obama from ever using an executive order. The preliminary injunction announced by the state attorneys general as Trump made his way to California to visit a segment of the border wall. You can't get anything done. Ann Coulter's mad at Trump. He says nothing to do with Trump. Wayne Root would be asking for all the same things, and they'd be saying no to everything I do. And they'd be throwing roadblocks and lawsuits in my way every step of the way, and they'd be threatening to murder me and kill me and kill my family. It's unbelievable. How do you get anything done? And the answer is you don't. And you don't because everybody is on the take for the Mexican drug lords. The Mexican cartels, they're paying off the Democrats. I keep saying it and saying it and saying it. They're all on the take. These Democrats and these rhino Republicans are getting rich for the next five generations of their families in bank accounts in the Cayman Islands. And their campaigns are flush with money. Did you ever notice the only politicians who have money are Democrats and rhino Republicans? And all the people that are really true blue conservative that are fantastic, that love Trump, unless they're self-funded, they're wealthy, they have no money. They're completely broke. Find me the best people I know. They're all broke. They have no money. They run campaigns with nothing. But all the bad guys have lots of money. It's coming from the drug cartels.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governor Newsom honestly is living in a different world, and that's a very dangerous world he's living in. And if he keeps living there, lots of problems for the people of California. They don't want that. They want to be secure. They want to be safe. And not only asylum, but many other things, loopholes. We have a full system. Nothing we can do.
Those are the words from President Donald Trump as he addresses the crisis at our nation's southern border. The president is in El Centro, California, which is about 100 miles to the east of San Diego. Vice President Mike Pence was speaking at Rice University about the ongoing political turmoil in Venezuela.
Hope is springing forth every day in Venezuela. Across that country, in the largest cities and the smallest towns, people are rising up. And as President Trump said not long ago, the fight for freedom in Venezuela has begun.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. By the way, if you're listening to me, Andrew Paul, my trusty producer and booking man, let's get Howard Schultz, the independent candidate for President of the United States, on the show. Let's get a little debate going on between Wayne Root and Howard Schultz. Let's get Howard talking on my show about what communists, the Democratic Party, is, and socialists and Marxists, and how their Green New Deal doesn't work and it would destroy America. And how their taxes don't work and their open borders don't work. But then let me talk to him about how much legal immigration he really wants in the United States. We'll have that debate too. What do you think? There's no Americans to do American jobs? There's plenty of Americans to do American jobs. Why didn't you ask somebody? You know what he should have done? Here's what he should have done. Instead of hiring 10,000 Muslim refugees, here's what I would have said. Somewhere in America, there are 10,000 people on welfare and food stamps. If you're willing to get off welfare and food stamps and come work at Starbucks, I'll hire you. There's plenty of people that should be working in America, but you have an entire country of lazy bums on welfare and food stamps. Why don't they work for a living? All right, Ron Khoury is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron Khoury is the author of Tenacity, and we actually have one more book to give away. I did not know that. There's still one book to give away. Who wants to be the person that gets the very last book, Tenacity, that we're ever going to give away free? Today, Friday. It's Fantastic Friday, and it's also Casual Friday. I'm in my black-on-black suit. You'll see in a few minutes on Newsmax TV. But we've got a free giveaway of the Tenacity book. It's a wild story. It's Hollywood now wants to turn Ron Khoury's book into a movie. And the story's so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Khoury as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Khoury, as in C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. It's all at Amazon. Or visit his RonKhouryAuthor.com for more details. RonKhouryAuthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, to order Tenacity today. But in the meantime, we're going to give away a free copy of this book about how he went from a car dealer at the Tropicana to owning car dealerships, car dealer to car dealerships all over Vegas, and casinos all over Vegas, and gambling establishments all over Vegas, and restaurants and clubs all over Vegas. The guy is a winner. Vegas tough guy who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes, and he tells the raw story in Tenacity. So check it out. Go to Amazon and get it, or go to RonKhouryAuthor.com, or be the fourth caller right now. Go. 833, what's our number? 833-WAR-TALK. Let's forget my number. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free, 833-927-8255. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 833-WAR-TALK. Fourth caller gets Tenacity free. Thank you, Ron Khoury. Our guest is here, Sally Pipes, President and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute since 1979, San Francisco-based think tank advancing free market policy solutions, author of The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare. Oh, I am so glad to have you on. You know why I asked you to be on, Sally?
No. Why?
Well, because I saw that you had an article in Forbes, and I'm one of the world's biggest believers that single-payer healthcare and government-run healthcare is a disaster and a nightmare, and nobody ever tells the real story of how bad it really is for the people who have it. Instead of, you know, that's never in the news. Nobody does that. I don't know why. But I know I have friends in England, I have friends in Canada, I have friends in Italy, and everywhere my friends are, they only tell me how the sad stories, the nightmare stories. Nobody gets to see a doctor for 6 months, a year. You live with pain and sickness and wanting to throw up every day for a year. In America, you're treated in a day. Why does nobody tell us that? You wrote an article that told us about it. So I asked Andrew, my producer, to get you on the show right away, and he did it. Good job, Andrew. Welcome to the show, Sally.
Well, thank you so much. And, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I am a former Canadian. I grew up under single payer. I worked as an economist at the Fraser Institute. We developed a project called Waiting Your Turn, a guide to waiting lists, which is now, was 1988. It's now, you know, 20 some years out. And the average wait in Canada today from seeing a primary care doctor to treatment by a specialist, 19.8 weeks. That's 5 months. Care is rationed for the elderly. It costs $13,000 a year in hidden taxes to be on a waiting list. There's a doctor shortage. So my job, between now and the 2020 election and after, and I've been doing this since Hillary Care, Obamacare, and all of this, talking about the Canadian system, the British system, because when you have Bernie Sanders, Pramila Jayapal, AOC, all telling the American people that single-payer Medicare for all, there will be no private coverage, it'll be free, and everyone will get the very best care, and absolutely everything will be free. So, you know, it just can't happen. When the government is the only payer, you know, the supply will be much lower than the demand for health care, and you'll get waiting lists, as I say, ration care. And, you know, as Charles Blayhouse at the Mercatus Center costed out Bernie's 2017 Medicare for All plan, $32 trillion over 10 years. We're spending today $3.2 trillion on health care. We would be doubling that, and there's no question that we would have a loss of docs, and the best and brightest kids would not go into medicine when docs are being paid, would be paid at Medicare rates 40% below what they're paid for treating private patients.
You know, I've got some interesting comparisons to make. So as an example, one of the worst experiences in life for anybody, including me, and I'm sure you, Sally, is to go to DMV, right? When your time is up and you need a new license or registration, the lines, the waiting, the incompetence, the bureaucracy, they waste my entire afternoon. It's a joke. Same thing with the VA. The Veterans Administration is even more apt comparison, because how could you think government would give you good health care if people waited in line and died waiting for health care at the VA? They wanted them to die because there was no room for them, so they put them on a special tract where they knew they'd wait and die. So how would any of us get good health care with the same government that produces the DMV and the VA and all the other nightmare problems with government?
Well, you're absolutely right, and I remember debating a few years ago Uwe Reinhardt, who was a Princeton economist. Unfortunately, he's passed away, but we were debating single payer and wait in Canada versus the American system. And he said, well, you know, Sally, we have an example of a single-payer system in this country, and it works incredibly well. And I said, well, Uwe, what is it? And he said, the VA. I wish he were alive today to see all the stories about the VA, about our vets. They're having to be on long waiting lists. They're on gurneys, you know, in corridors. They don't have access to the best and newest treatment because the government can only put so much money into it. And, you know, you're absolutely right about the VA. I mean, what about the post office? You know,
right.
Everyone today, we have competition now. We have DHL, FedEx, UPS. And if I have something important, I don't rely on the post office. I rely on UPS or FedEx or DHL. There is competition now which arose when the post office wasn't performing well. But under Bernie Sanders' plan, under Pramila Jayapal, the House bill that she just brought out, H.R. 1384, there would be no private coverage. And polling, you know, it's so interesting that the Kaiser Health News latest poll shows 71% of Americans support Medicare for all and assuming that health care is a right. But when you ask them, well, would you support paying higher taxes for this service? And what about how would you feel if you lost
long
your
ways.
Private insurance? 37%. It, you know, so a lot of people, when they think, when they hear, you know, Medicare for all will be free, it'll be the best, everything. But, you know, 160 million Americans have employer-sponsored coverage. They like it, and they don't understand that that would all be out the window when the government is the single payer.
Well, people are going to die. I mean, in England, people die waiting all the time. People die not just waiting like on a six-month list for an operation, but they die on a gurney in the hospital. People don't understand. In America, you get a beautiful private room. The room is kind of nice. In some hospitals, it's really nice. Sometimes you're with one other person. Sometimes you get a private room. In England, you're going to be in like some cafeteria looking from the Soviet era. You know, ugly walls, ugly floors, bloody towels on the side of the road. And you're sitting on a gurney waiting to get in that room, and your grandmother passes away before she ever gets in the room. It's a disgusting system, and it looks miserable. It looks like it's meant for poor people in a communist nation. That's what it looks like in Romania and countries like that, Italy. I had a friend, Sally, who told me the following story. Their grandmother, they visited their grandmother in Italy, and grandpa had a heart attack. So they drove him to the hospital, and it was at 12 noon, and they were having a two-hour break. They said, you got to go home and come back later.
Well,
man,
exactly.
I'm laughing, but he was dying of a heart attack. So they brought him back at like 4 o'clock, and they took him. And when they took him, here's another story. Did you ever hear this before? My buddy is in Romania, and he told me that to get a good doctor to take care of you in Romania, nobody knows this. It's government paid. Everybody's the same price, supposedly. It's all free, except the only people who get good treatment pay $2,000 cash, and then they push grandma to the front of the line.
Right, exactly. And my own mother died in Canada, in Vancouver, from colon cancer because she was a senior. She thought she had colon cancer. She went to the doctor. She had an X-ray. You don't detect colon cancer with an X-ray. So I said, well, you've got to get a colonoscopy. And she called back her GP, and he said, well, I'm sorry, we can't get you a colonoscopy. There are too many younger people who are waiting, you know, up to a year to get a colonoscopy. She finally, you know, started hemorrhaging, went into the Vancouver General Hospital, got a colonoscopy, and died 2 weeks later from metastasized colon cancer. That's what happened. Why is it that Mick Jagger, who was, you know, who needed to have a heart valve replacement, and he was in Miami, but why didn't he fly back to England and use the National Health Service or even the 10% of Brits that have private insurance, which he could use, but probably because the best care is here.
Right, and by the way, I just had kidney stones, first surgery in my entire life, and I just had them, Sally, about the surgery was about 6 weeks ago, and I went through 6 weeks of suffering, and then I had to get a CAT scan, and then finally they found me the right hospital, the right doctor, the right surgeon. It took 6 weeks to get it right, but then as soon as the CAT scan was done and they saw what they were dealing with, I had the surgery scheduled in a week, but it was another week of misery. If I was in England, they'd say, stay with it for a year. Just be miserable for a year. I couldn't have kept going like that. No way.
Yeah,
terrible.
Exactly. Yes.
Sally Pipes, President CEO of Pacific Research Institute. What's your website, Sally?
www.pacificresearch.org, and my latest book on Encounter, The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare.
All right, Sally, thanks for coming on the show. The promise, False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare by Sally Pipes.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Why do liberals always only tell one side? See, I don't always accuse them of lying. Sometimes they do lie. Liberals lie about lots of things. The lying media lies about everything. Fake news, lying media. But there was an article in the Las Vegas Sun today, which is the commie newspaper that's delivered inside the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it said something like, I can't remember the title, but I cut it out. It's downstairs. I cut it out. It's, why is Trump out to kill me, or something like that. And I'm reading the article. I'm like, what? What do you mean, why is Trump out to kill you? And the guy talks about his lifetime problem with mental illness. And that it's a huge expense, and that, you know, all the pills he needs, or he's a madman who's probably going to go out and kill people, but with the pills it's under control, and he can't afford the doctors and the pills and the psychiatrists, and thank God now he has Obamacare and it's all free. But if Trump took away Obamacare, he'd commit suicide. I mean, that's the gist of the article. And you can't do this to me. And, oh, my God, 20 million people think like me. 20 million people lose their Obamacare. First of all, I don't understand something. There's a classroom, and in the classroom, there's two people that have mental illness and a problem and blah, 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 and Obama's the teacher and he's taking care of those two. And he screws over the other 32 kids in the 34-person classroom. Is that right? Would you run a classroom for the two, not for the 32 others? Would you screw over the 32? What if those two only spoke Spanish? This happens every day, by the way. I speak to people every day who tell me their kids are falling behind and being left behind in public schools because they have kids in the classroom who speak only Spanish, and they've got an interpreter with them, and that slows the whole classroom down, and my kid's learning nothing. Nothing. It's a joke. That's what they tell me. And so, do you just destroy the whole classroom for the two? Is that right? Is that fair? How about for the one? 34 kids in the class. One is Hispanic and doesn't speak English, and he's got a translator, and the whole other class, the other 33 kids, are all, you know, going to wind up going nowhere in life because they are learning nothing. And they're going to fail their SAT exams and their other exams, and they're going to go to a lousy college, some community college, and they're going to have a lousy job the rest of their life. That's what goes on in America because of liberals. Same thing with healthcare. This moron saying Trump's going to kill me. This moron. I could write the same column, you moron. Trump killed the entire middle class. 100 million people got effed, screwed over, because 20 million wanted free healthcare. Is that the way you run a country? 20 million broke losers have brought down the entire 100 million middle class and 30 million small business owners, all destroyed, raped, ruined, vilified, so you 20 million can get everything free. Well, screw you. That's how I feel. That's how all of us feel. That's why we voted for Trump. Screw you. We want to take care of ours. We work all day. See, there's the difference. The people getting screwed work all day, and the people doing the screwing don't work. If you worked, you'd have some money. So stop telling me about your problems. How about the rest of us? Middle-class people can't afford $2,000 a month for health care. And by the way, I went on this rant, so I forgot to mention the sponsor of this show and this segment of the show is Synagenics. Speaking is perfect segue, because Synagenics is how people who are Republican take care of themselves. Government doesn't pay Synagenics. I pay Synagenics. You pay Synagenics to look younger, feel younger, look better, feel better, take years off your face. It isn't free. Government's not going to pay for it. It's private health care. Your insurance won't pay for it. Your doctors are provided for people who can afford it. That's how America works. Synagenics is fantastic. Go check them out. Now, the one part of Synagenics that is free is the phone call, 888-YOUNGER, and also the free no-obligation consultation. But you're going to find out what it costs, because it ain't free if it's worthwhile in life. Anything worthwhile costs money. Synagenics costs money, but it's great. Because when you see me, the show comes on in 4 minutes, I'm on national TV, I look fantastic, and I look 10 or 15 years younger than I did a year ago on Newsmax TV. And that's because of Synagenics. But it's not free. There's no free in life. There's no Houdini in life. There's no such thing. That's a magic act. It's all BS. You got to pay for everything good in life. Synagenics is good. Call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER and find out what it costs. And it doesn't cost you anything to find out what it costs. Explore it. 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be young again, want to have great sex again, want to get a great job competing with someone 20 years younger, call 888-YOUNGER or register at Synagenics.com. C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. And by the way, I hope Trump's right. Trump slams crazed and dishonest Washington Post and says Mexico is cracking down on immigrants for the first time in decades. But he also says he would not hesitate to slap a 25% tariff on Mexico's auto imports as a punishment if they don't, or if they don't keep doing it. But his claim is that Mexico has changed their tune, and they got scared of his threat of closing the border. I don't know if this is true. It's the first time I'll tell you. I don't know if Trump's telling the truth, or this is the way he's saving face because he had to back down because all the terrible rhinos of the world who are being bought and paid for by the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican mafia who want the border open made him back down. I don't know if that's what happened. We'll see. He claims Trump, Mexico, for the first time in decades, is meaningfully apprehending illegals at their southern border before the long march up to the U.S. This is great, and it's the way it should be. And if Mexico backslides, he won't hesitate to slap a 25% tariff on its auto imports as a punishment. He also said he's looking into imposing a penalty for the $500 billion in illegal drugs smuggled into the U.S. every year from Mexico. By the way, if they're making $500 billion, you think they have enough money to give bribes to Democratic politicians? You're damn right they do. They're all bought and paid for. Nancy Pelosi, is that why your husband's worth hundreds of millions? Dianne Feinstein, is that why your husband's worth that money?
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.